We at Gourmio have a process to review restaurants where predominantly about the food, but service is important to us. And one of the really interesting things that has come out through the process of reviewing restaurants is that if I review a restaurant and then Mark walks into the same restaurant and reviews it, as Fitz and Mark did last night, the score is the same. It's very, very precise, very precise. It's very complex. We've tested it before we started in Australia. We've tested it with people that may have not had the level of education that Fritz certainly had with food. And they completed the forms and they went through the process that we taught them, and the score came out the same. So when chefs want to come and stab me because they got an 11, not a 13 or 14, I'm very comfortable with the fact that the scores that we issue, because they are well deserved. We are looking at restaurants at the moment in Melbourne, and in November when we release Next Guide, you'll be surprised that some of these highly hyped restaurants are not getting the top Gourmio awards from us. We're not ashamed of that. We're not doing it as controversial. We're doing it based on our standards. And our standards is an opinion. It's our opinion. And it's a different opinion to what other restaurant reviews may have. One of the things that we are adamant about and so precise with is the level of education of our judges. We have a team of judges in Sydney and Melbourne. I'll give you an indication of such standards that we set upon them. Every time we meet with them, Fritz sets their sailing levels and their palates. And Fritz will give them a taste of his seasoning level. So that's what we expect from our judges, and we do that every time we engage with our judges, which is regularly, every couple of months. And they dine with respect for the restaurant. We're here to promote restaurants. When Chelsea sent out an email the other day to a lot of you guys saying, how can we help you in your business? We have a whole lot of consumers that have bought the guide that love dining out, and they engage with us through our website. We're engaging with you by working with you on your restaurants. And a whole lot of chefs came back to Chelsea and said, hang on, have I got this right? You're actually going to help me speak to customers. And we're saying, yes, that's what we do. That's what Gourmio do. Yes, we score. Yes, you might not be happy with our score. But our job, fundamentally, is to work with restaurants and to help build profiles and help tell people about restaurants that they may not know about. To the point where we have some very thorough programs in place coming up in the future with the launch of the next guide, which will take it to an extra step, that we want to actually help restaurants be further exposed to clients within their area or within the state, and uncover some of those restaurants that may have fantastic food and may not succeed that well on service. We don't pull them down for that. We issue a score. The other most important thing we do, which is very important to tell all the chefs, we open the file to you. We review your restaurant with one of our judges. We never tell you who that is. We do it multiple times. We just don't do it once. We open the file and you can come to our office and we can review exactly what we ate on the day. We can show you the receipt. All our receipts are kept. That's a global policy for Gourmio, that every judge in the world for Gourmio must keep the receipt, and that is available for the chef or the manager to come and sit with us and review in our office. We don't issue copies of it, but we go through that with you because it's in our interest to help you guys. If you're not happy with your score, it's in our interest to us to tell you what that's about.